54. "I'm brave and wise and wonderful," cried Ruskin, striking the top of Crindlecrax's head with the walking stick. Crindlecrax roared again and tried to flick Ruskin from its head as if Ruskin was nothing more than an irritating fly. Ruskin got to his knees, then sat astride the neck of the giant crocodile. "And handsome and tall," continued Ruskin, "and covered in muscles with a voice like thunder." Crindlecrax continued to try to shake Ruskin off, but Ruskin's legs only gripped the scaly skin tighter. "You can shake your head all you like," Ruskin said, "but it won't get me off." Then Crindlecrax's tail curled round and hit Elvis. Elvis fell to the ground, the ball rolling into the gutter. Something else rolled as well. Something that had fallen out of Elvis's pyjama trousers pocket. Something gold. Something shining. It was Corky's medal. Chapter 55. Crindlecrax saw the golden medal and stopped shaking. It sniffed the medal. Ruskin jumped off Crindlecrax's back and rushed over to Elvis. "Please wake up," pleaded Ruskin, shaking Elvis. "You've got to go to bed. It's not safe out here tonight." But Elvis continued to sleep, snoring slightly and reaching out for the ball. Elvis found the ball and gripped it tightly. He got to his feet and started to bounce it. Da-boing, da-boing. Crindlecrax heard the bouncing and, losing interest in the medal, roared at Ruskin and Elvis. "What can I do?" thought Ruskin, panicking now. "There must be a way to tame the monster. I just don't know what it is." And then Ruskin heard something. "Eek!" went the noise. It was the pub sign. Ruskin looked up, and as he did so, the torch on his helmet illuminated the painting of the baby crocodile with a penny in its mouth. "If only I had a golden penny," thought Ruskin. "But I do have one. The medal, of course. Corky's golden medal." Chapter 56. Immediately, Ruskin reached out, grabbed hold of the medal and hurled it into the crocodile's mouth. The medal stuck at the back of Crindlecrax's throat. Crindlecrax closed its jaw and stared at Ruskin. It didn't move. Ruskin got to his feet. It started to rain now, and there was a sound of distant thunder. Raindrops landed in Crindlecrax's eyes, giving the impression of tears. Although, of course, the medal was very small in Crindlecrax's throat, it was obviously causing a lot of discomfort. Crindlecrax started to cough, trying to dislodge it. Ruskin stood in front of Crindlecrax and tapped it on the nose with his walking stick. "Don't you like the medal in your throat?" asked Ruskin. Crindlecrax just stared. "Open your mouth," Ruskin said. "Open your mouth and I'll take the medal away." Slowly, Crindlecrax opened its mouth.